Tonight's low, 8 degrees below zero with scattered flurries. A wind chill advisory for the entire area between 3 and 9 in the morning, Saturday morning. Saturday's high will be at around 11 degrees with sunshine. Saturday night, a low of 10 degrees below zero. And Sunday, 18, before it warms to 31 Monday with a wintry mix developing later at night. A 70% chance of snow, wintry mix and rain Tuesday, and 35.
There was plenty of Friday night high school sports action tonight, including Richland Center at Lancaster and boys high school basketball, which was our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Lancaster Flying Arrows hang on for a victory over Richland Center, 66-62 in area boys basketball. The Arrows are up by 14 in the first half, and the Hornets made a good comeback to trail by only four at the break, 36-32. Arrows shot ahead again, and were up by 14 early on in the second half. Hornets were able to bounce back and get the lead down the stretch. They took the lead at 55-53 with just less than 5 minutes remaining. Would go up by five. The Arrows would come back and tie it up and eventually take the lead with a clutch three and a couple of free throws when they needed to, and they hold out to win against Richland Center 66-62. Arrows are led by Michael Murphy with five threes and 23 points, 13 for Zach Hermsen. Richland Center is led by Wes Bosworth, who had 19, 17 of those in the first half. 14 for Jaden Shep, 10 by Tyler Woodman, 5 apiece for Liam Fingerson, Brady Dosh, and Trayton Shep, and 4 for Garrison Weiss. Lancaster won the JV game 43-18. The Hornets now 2-14 and 0-5. Gave it a good go. Came up just short on the road in Lancaster. They will host Boston on Monday night. The Arrows, now 7-7 overall, 2-3 in the Southwest, will be taking on Fenimore also on Monday night. Once again, the final from Lancaster. The Arrows, with a good game here, prevail against the Richland Center Hornets, 66-62, the final score. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in boys high school basketball, Prairie du Chien beat River Valley 66-44. It was Fenimore over Boscobel 29-28. Platteville defeated Dodgeville by a score of 63-42. Schulzburg beat Highland 70-50. It was Wazika Steuben over Weston 50-43. Gale Electric Trempealeau beat Westby 76-73. It was Mineral Point over Southwestern 59-46. River Ridge defeated Potosi 67-58. It was Darlington over Cuba City 64-33. And Onalaska beat Toma by a score of 79-45. In girls' high school basketball action, Ithaca beat Lafarge Youth Initiative 47-31. It was Royal over Hillsboro 59-39. Seneca beat Judah 47-32. Mangor defeated Cashton 85-24. It was Reedsburg over Sauk Prairie 60-50. Wisconsin Dells beat Nakusa 83-15. And Westfield defeated Adams Friendship by a score of 59-40. And in NBA action tonight, the 76ers beat the Magic 124-109. The Hornets beat the Spurs 124-120. And the Nuggets beat the Celtics 102-100. And speaking of the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks will be facing the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Detroit. Tip-off for that game will be at 2 o'clock, and you will be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also tomorrow in the NFL, we have divisional playoff football action as the Packers travel to San Francisco to see if they can upset the 49ers tomorrow night. Kickoff for that contest will be at 7:15, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 with the pregame starting at around 5:03. Once again, in our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, Lancaster beat Richland Center 66-62 in boys high school basketball action. For WRCO Sports and Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. WRCO. The Green Bay Packers upset the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs last week, so they advance on to the divisional round against the San Francisco 49ers at San Francisco, which will be played tomorrow night. Here's Phil Nee with Civic Media's Mike Clemens talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Just ahead of the weekend, Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO. Oh, well, Mike, did you see it coming, this big win last Sunday over Dallas?
No. Most importantly, Mike McCarthy didn't see it coming. The Cowboys last night put out a statement late last night that they've gone through their discussions and they're going to bring back Mike McCarthy for the final year of his contract. So they decided that their loss was a failure from the top down. You know, every time we get down there, and you know the Packers have now won six games in a row down there when they played AT&T Stadium, including when they won the Super Bowl down there, there's just something about, as they say, the culture of that team where the players are just spoiled. There's something about it where at the end of the day they kind of feel like they answer to Jerry Jones and not to the head coach. And, I mean, look at the coaches they've been through. Wade Phillips, tremendous defensive coordinator, ended up finally hugging a Super Bowl trophy with the Broncos when they had Peyton Manning there in his final season. Bill Parcells, you know, back in the day. Jason Garrett, who was a guy that Jerry Jones truly liked personally. It ends up being a meat grinder for head coaches. And even though McCarthy has won, you know, more than 12 games the last three seasons for them, they were so totally unprepared. And I know Jerry Jones said this right after the game. He said, "I don't even know where to begin with this game because me personally, honestly, I was working on the operations and the things that we need to do to get ready to host maybe an NFC championship here at AT&T Stadium, or the divisional playoff." He was already thinking about the next week from an operations standpoint, like what's the entertainment going to be like and what are the arrangements. That's what he was working on was, and instead of, you know, just that they need to focus that this young team from Green Bay is pretty hot and can be pretty dangerous. But, and the other thing is Jordan Love is in the zone right now. I mean, he's just in the zone. And those periods come and go. Not to say he's not going to be as good a quarterback as he was on Sunday, but he doesn't care. He's not thinking at all about any chance of an interception. He's just flinging it. His receivers are catching it. His receivers are getting wide open, and there's been a couple teams that haven't had any idea how to stop him. And the other big difference, and this sounds cliche from a so-called football expert, but you got to ask yourself the question. How did this team lose to the Giants, the stinking Giants, on the Monday night football game? And, well, first of all, they had a poor defensive plan. It was all aimed at Saquon Barkley, the running back. They totally ignored the quarterback who was gashing them for 20-yard gains on first downs, the Tommy DeVito kid who made some nice passes. They missed Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones has been back now, and he is running so well. He's running fast. He's running hard. And even in an important game like Sunday night against the Cowboys, Micah Parsons, number 11, is this tremendous pass rusher for the Cowboys. And he gets past your right tackle, Zach Tom, who's done a really good job the last year and a half as a starter at tackle, blows past him. And the guy that prevents from him sacking Jordan Love and just, putting a real hit on him is Aaron Jones. Little Aaron Jones just squares off and puts a tremendous block on him. While Jordan Love is paying attention to downfield, hits Romeo Doubs for another completion. It's those kinds of plays that have made a huge difference for the Packers offense.
Yeah, definitely have. Certainly a fun game to watch. And, you know, I guess you probably weren't watching it on the TV, but we always kind of find fault with the announcers and all the analysts and things like that. And most of the analysts were talking about how bad Dallas played and not how well Green Bay played, Mike.
You know, I saw that comment. But honestly, that is part of the story. You know, it's not because everybody says, you know, well, Dallas has got this, that, and this, that. They should win by 7 or 10 or 20 points or whatever. But that was so inexplicable as to how poorly they were playing and how can this possibly happen. Dak Prescott looked absolutely lost. And, yeah, Joe Barry did have a good game plan, and the Packers were executing, particularly on the defensive line, not giving them any options. But, I mean, you couldn't help but notice that one of the teams, I was joking, I think, on Twitter, I said, you know, McCarthy didn't get to looking at film of Green Bay or installing the game plan until halftime. I mean, that's how bad it looked.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and on sports radio, and you know what the Dallas announcers were saying on the Cowboys radio network? They're saying, you know, I actually heard some of our hosts during the week talking about what was it going to take for the Cowboys to beat the 49ers this year. Mm-hmm. So that was the feel. That's how confident everybody in Dallas was that they were going to win that game. So I don't understand why people say, well, Green Bay's not getting enough credit. Well, trust me, Jordan Love's getting all the attention he needs now, and they're not going to be, you know, flying under the radar. The 49ers are fully aware what these young Packers are capable of.
Sometimes, and I've seen that at other levels of sports, Mike, you have the underclassmen, so to speak, and they really have no pressure on themselves. They just go out and play and have fun, and that's kind of what this team seems like right now.
That's exactly where their heads were at. What's there to lose? They're not worried about interceptions. They're not worried about how they carry the football or anything like that. They're just go for it. And they're in total go for it mood. And that was LaFleur. That was where he wanted to get the mindset of this team too. Let it rip. Just let it rip. And when you start connecting and you start feeling that chemistry and that timing, then it's, you know, it's a runaway. I mean, it looked like, you know, a fast break on practically every play. There was a lot of good execution that was going on. You know, the game starts off with Jordan Love getting the football and Aaron Jones for minus 2 yards. And Aaron Jones for minus 2 yards again. And then third down, I think there was a Cowboy penalty. But it's third, and the Packers looked a little shook. But their quarterback, Jordan Love, not paying attention to that. Calm, cool, sets, plants, throws, hits Romeo Doubs 22 yards down the right hash mark, and they were rolling for the rest of the game. Just, you know, ice water in his veins. And that's the kind of stuff I think that Brian Gutekunst saw from this kid from Utah State, who's only about 19 or 20 years old, and watched his sophomore year tape, and then realized in his next year, when they had a coaching change and they lost a lot of seniors and the interceptions went up, okay, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to go for the player, and I'm going to go for this kid who's overcome things already. And I think if I get him in under Aaron Rodgers, and we watched how he trained for the next 2 or 3 years under Rodgers, that this guy could make it. But they didn't know until he had that opener against the Bears.
Yep. So what are the chances? What do they have to do if they're going to keep winning here?
Because Kyle Shanahan is a really good coach who comes up with really good game plans. And the 49ers, just as an organization, they beat Aaron Rodgers 4 times in the playoffs, you know, with Colin Kaepernick and Jim Harbaugh. And then one of those teams actually went to the Super Bowl but lost in New Orleans to the Ravens. And now with Kyle Shanahan, and one of his teams beat Green Bay, and then they went but they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, the 49ers are desperate to knock down the door and get into a Super Bowl and be the NFC team. They're relatively healthy. They've got a lot of good weapons over there. And I think probably the best thing the Packers could do is what the Eagles did about a year ago. Go after the young quarterback. Go after Brock Purdy, who's not a scrambler. And you know the Packers' defensive line thinks that that's the best way that they can do this. If they can put extra pressure on and bring an extra man, and if Joe Barry is willing to gamble and bring an extra pass rusher or two and immediately put the pressure on Brock Purdy, the quarterback, that might be their best chance, because trying to take out Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and you know, the other weapons he's got back there, heck, you know, George Kittle just is a tremendous tight end. It could be a long day for Green Bay.
All right. You're headed to San Francisco, like the old song says. Put some flowers in your hair, I guess, and get ready.
Yes, huh? Yes. Scott McKenzie. Summer of Love, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike answers the trivia question today. All right. Have a good one, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Phil.
Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports.
100.9 WRCO.
Still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. And maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. 'Cause I'm feeling.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Pride Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I appreciate you listening all these years to Those Were the Days. We've been here since 1986, spinning all the old gold, and we'll be back your way again on a future Saturday night. This weekend, the Green and Gold will take center stage in their game against the Niners. So join us on WRCO Radio for future Saturday night programs, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Turbo's in Hub City, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Joan Chevrolet, and Jay's Power Center. Some great rock and roll coming up as we look forward to some future shows coming your way on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
They settled down on 80 acres, raising sweet corn, kids had tomatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still
trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. Miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Thank you. 100.9.
Sometimes I think about the way it was when we fell in love. Things were different then, innocent and wide open, free and beautiful. I wanna feel like that again. Cause somewhere along the journey, I lost a part of me, and I know you can help me get it back. You're still my only man. Give me all that I can handle. Light a candle. Only you can bring me back to life. Oh, I need you tonight. Baby, lay me down on a bed. Touch my body like only you can.
Hey, I can't see who's not. nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. The weeds have all grown around where I'll gently lay you down. And I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth, whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time to steal. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. My jeans, I watch you fall fast asleep in this small town sky, fade from black to blue. No apathy from my eye, but you'll never know, cause darling, I'll smile as I wave goodbye to you. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear, a suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. If it's anywhere you'll find it.
got that hot rod Chevy. Puts in his favorite cassette. He ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead.
Got that dark hair falling across her shoulders. There's not a man alive that wouldn't want to hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high heels, across her dance floor, she's more woman than I could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn. When we touch, the fire breaks out and it rages out of control. And the love we made is so deep, so strong. And when it's over, even when it's over, and the flame dies down, it just dies down to a slow burn, slow burn. And the love
flame dies down. It just dies down to a slow.
Can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears, put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon, and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said I'd just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bone busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Everybody say hallelujah and roll away the stone. Tap your shoes among the blues to some old drinking song. Let's all think, oh hey, cause they wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival. Quench our thirst, turn the water into wine in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go to church.
Wide, staring inside at the ring that they wanted for her.
bring it closer. Mister, can we hold it? I think it's gonna fit just fine. As he slipped it on her hand, Janie kissed her man. Don't love make a diamond shine. Don't love make a diamond shine. It don't matter if it costs a dime. Dang thing looks like a million bucks sitting on the hand of a girl in love. Perfect 15 carat is duller than dirt if the heart don't wear it. Three little words, it'll knock you blind. Don't love make a diamond shine. Lady with a new Mercedes living up in a high rise. She's got a big old rock on her left hand that looks cheaper than a Cracker Jack prize. Cause her man don't know that it ain't the dough. You know all he needs to spend is time. And that big marquee would be a laser beam. Don't love make a diamond shine. Don't love make a diamond shine. It don't matter if it costs a dime. Like a million bucks sitting on the hand of a girl in love. Perfect 15 carat is duller than dirt if the heart don't wear. Three little words, it'll knock you blind. Don't love make a diamond shine.
Strange. Have it smoke by around. your guitar as you're rolling away, singing, times like these make me feel strange. Times like these make me feel strange. Ain't it strange? Ain't it strange?